This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again now here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vidar.
Great to be talking to you again, Toby. Hi.
This week you're reviewing the 40th anniversary revival of Sir Peter Wright's Birmingham Royal Ballet production of The Sleeping Beauty at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So, Vidar, how was this revival of Sir Peter Wright's more traditional production of Sleeping Beauty?
Well, I was trying to reflect, Toby, on when I last saw this particular famous Tchaikovsky ballet being performed with audio description, and I think it was 6 or 7 years ago at the Birmingham Hippodrome. But for some reason, I didn't get to the touch tour on that occasion, so this time I was delighted, in fact, to do so. And the touch tour makes such a difference, and BRB, Birmingham Royal Ballet, go to every effort to make sure that you get a real chance to, over an unhurried period of time, explore the set, the costumes, literally get a feel for some of the props. Alishka, the part of the stage management team, gives everyone a real chance to get a good idea of what to expect during the unfolding ballet activity on stage. And you can really get a feel for the set and explore those costumes, which are amazingly heavy in some cases. And you wonder how anyone moves in them, let alone dances.
And I believe the costumes are some of the original ones from 40 years ago with the brilliant sort of bronze, gold and deep red colours, which must have been, as you say, really nice to handle those costumes and get a sense of the feel of them and how the dancers move in them, because the dancers obviously are telling the story of the Sleeping Beauty through their movements, and, you know, the costumes and everything else just adds to that whole experience.
Certainly does. The lavish colours that you've indicated there, Toby, were very much in evidence. And yeah, a sense of history also sort of took hold, you know, when you think about the costumes having been used for 40 years and things. So a really, really informative and engaging touch tour, which I'd strongly recommend anyone who's going to see the show in the next few weeks and in the future should try and take advantage of.
And this is quite an ensemble ballet featuring many large group movements with very complex footwork by the dancers. And that must be sort of slightly tricky to get across in the audio description, because the describer's not only having to give that overall view of what the dancers are doing on stage, the movements they're making, but also the detail of the beautiful movements that the dancers are making too. So did that sort of all come across to you, Vidar, in the audio description, that sort of, I suppose, wide angle and close-up view of the story of the Sleeping Beauty?
Absolutely. And Jonathan, and this time Kerry, who was working with him on the audio description, did make a huge success of doing exactly what you've described, Toby, without which I, for one, as a visually impaired audience member, wouldn't have had a clue of what was happening on stage. Yes, I could have enjoyed, and indeed did enjoy, the music for its own sake, but it means so much more to have the audio description to literally bring the ballet alive. And it's a real tour de force on behalf of audio describers to describe dance, or particularly ballet. And they also have to, if you like, aim their description at almost arguably two different audiences, those who know a lot about ballet and ballet terminology, and those of us who, and I include myself here, are more of a layman and probably talk more generally in terms of the descriptive language used around ballet. So really, really skillful tightrope walk done by our describers to try and engage as many listeners as possible to the audio description. And it does really, just through that, through painting pictures in words, it really brings it home to you how detailed, how expert the dancers are and the moves they have to make and what's involved in the ballet activity generally. And it's a real skill both for the ballet performers but also for the audio describers describing what they're actually doing.
And Tchaikovsky's music matches so well with the story of The Sleeping Beauty. You know, the music and the ballet movements that the dancers are making, they just work so well together to tell that story. And it's just so magical to have the music being performed live, isn't it?
Absolutely, it really is. And I think attending any arts event live adds a dimension to it that I certainly really appreciate and get a lot out of. It's, you know, hopefully that everyone else would do the same, but we're all different, so I wouldn't make that general assumption. But being live for an activity like ballet or hearing music played is always extra special. And I also must just point out as well, Toby, that I was joined by friends for the actual performance, but they didn't sadly get there in time for the touch tour owing to parking difficulties in the city centre, which is always a bit of a challenge. But there were volunteers on hand at the theatre to ensure that I was accompanied on the touch tour and to go into the wings and behind the stage and indeed onto the stage to explore the set, the costumes and the props that we touched on a little earlier, and felt very comfortable, you know, sort of taking advantage of that very valuable assistance, which was subtly done and just really helpfully undertaken.
So it sounds like Birmingham Royal Ballet's revival of the Sleeping Beauty was an enchanting experience for all then.
Love the word enchanting. That sums it up perfectly. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a longer ballet, perhaps, than some, although you don't feel it because the music's beautiful, the description's perfect, and the actual ballet is great. So a thumbs up all round.
Well, to find out more about Birmingham Royal Ballet and access to their performances, including audio-described performances, do visit brb.org.uk/access-performances. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing the Royal Shakespeare Company's current production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, which I believe has immersive audio description.
It does. So looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we talk, Toby.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of The Sleeping Beauty at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you very much indeed.